Hare Krishna. So we are seeing a very wonderful section called Buddhi Yoga or Bhakti Yoga. And we have seen few verses. Now let's see few more. And Krishna here in these verses, he's talking about very nice things. Maybe some of the points will be a slap on our face as well. So in the previous verse we saw that Krishna is glorifying Vyavasayatmika Buddhir Ekha. So he's glorifying those people who have got one pointed focus in Krishna consciousness or in doing bhakti. Now he's talking about those people who are not very intelligent. In the last sloka, the 41st sloka we saw, the last line, Buddhayo avyavasayinam. Those people whose intelligence is not resolute or is irresolute. So now Krishna is continuing describing about these people. So let's see shloka number 42 and 43.
Yam imam pushpitam vacham pravadyantya vipaschitaha vedavadarata partha nanyat astiti vadinaha kamatmanah swargapara janma karma phalapradam kriya vishesha bahulam bhogaishwarya gatim prati.
So let's understand the meaning of the shloka first. So now Krishna is speaking about avipaschitaha. Who are these avipaschitaha? The less intelligent one. So here he is saying that the less intelligent one or the men with small knowledge, they are very much attached to what? Yam imam pushpitam vacham. They are very much attached to pushpitam, the flowery words of the Vedas. And these flowery words of the Vedas, what do they recommend? They recommend kriya vishesha bahulam. They recommend bahulam, many. Many. What? Kriya vishesham, the fruitive activities. And these fruitive activities, they actually give a lot of hope. A lot of hope in attaining what? First, swargapara, elevation to heavenly planet. And then after that, few more. Janma karma phalapradam. That is, resultant good birth, power and so on and so forth. So these people, they are attracted to the flowery language, they are attached to it and they speak about it. And being kamatmanaha, being desirous of sense gratification and what else they are desiring? Bhogaishwarya gatim prati. They are desiring opulent life as well. And since they are desiring these two, that is sense gratification and opulent life, what do they say? Pravadyanti, what do they say? Vedavadaratha. So these people are Vedavadaratha. That is, they are very much attached, you know, to these Vedic section which talks about sense gratification. And what do they say? Na anyat asti iti vadinaha. They say that there is nothing more than this. Nothing more than sense gratification and opulent life. So now, let's try to understand the shloka and how we can implement the shloka in our life. So here we see that in the previous section that we discussed, from shloka number 31 to 38, there Krishna was telling Arjuna that fight, don't worry about anything. Even if you die, what will happen? You will attain heavenly planet. And now what is he condemning? Attaining heavenly planet. This is what Krishna is doing. In one section, he is, you know, telling Arjuna that you will attain heavenly planet. That's such a great destination. And now he is saying that this desire to attain heavenly planet is a condemned desire. Why is Krishna saying that? In the previous section, Krishna was encouraging Arjuna to fight on the basis of material pleasure. Now Krishna has pulled the level high and now he's talking on a very high platform. So let's discuss one by one. So firstly, Krishna is using the word avipaschitaha. That is not very intelligent. Why are they called as not very intelligent? Prabhupada is saying, because they are most attached to the fruitive activities recommended in the Karma Kanda portions of the Vedas. See, in Vedas, there are lots of things given. lots of things given. So these people are less intelligent because they are attracted to only the Karma Kanda section. What is the Karma Kanda section? It is almost like business. I do this and I get this. But then, whatever I do, and the results whatever I am getting, it's all temporary. So these people are called as less intelligent. And one of such ritual that is mentioned here is Jyotishtoma sacrifices. So this Jyotishtoma sacrifices, they are done mostly, you know, to get elevation to the higher planetary system, that is heavenly planets. And these men, with a poor fund of knowledge, think that this is the whole purpose of Vedic wisdom. They think that yes, this is only the purpose of the Vedic wisdom. There is no other purpose. And for such people, it is very difficult for getting situated in the determined action of Krishna consciousness. Very difficult. They cannot get situated on a high platform of Krishna consciousness. In fact, these people are compared to those fools. You know, Prabhupada gives a nice analogy here. He's saying that they are like those fools who are attached to the flowers of poisonous trees without knowing the results of such attractions. Unenlightened men are similarly attracted by such heavenly opulence and sense enjoyment thereof. So why is it that the sense enjoyment or these heavenly planet pleasures, etc., are compared to poisonous fruits and flowers? Because this human form has got a higher goal, a very higher goal. And what is that higher goal? That higher goal is to break the cycle of birth and death. But then, when we use this human form just to attain something mediocre, something very, very low, then, you know, it's like we're not utilizing this human form properly. It's almost like using a Mercedes car to plow the field. How's that? So we'll say that person is mad. Similarly, when we use this human form just to settle for something lower, something very, very lower of this world, that is sense gratification or some heavenly pleasures. Even heavenly pleasures are lower. Why? Krishna will mention in the future chapters. He says, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravritana Arjuna. Even if you go to the highest planet, that is Brahma Loka, anyways you have to come down. And that's what he's saying. Why? Because the pleasures of this world is temporary. And this human form is given to us so that we can attain the highest destination and not Nandana Kanana gardens, where there are good opportunity for association with angelic, beautiful women and having a profuse supply of somaras wine. In fact, there are many faiths whose only goal of life is to go to the heavenly planet and enjoy with the virgin girls. So we see here that this is highly condemned, that no, there is a higher goal. In fact, there are many, many TV shows, you know, which comes every day, early morning, where they say that if you have this problem, do this puja. If you have this problem, do this charity. Now see, one thing we have to understand, that goal of life is not to solve problems of this world, nor to settle in this world. Because we solve one problem, there will be 10 problems which will come. And what settlement are we talking about? We settle in this world and then we have so many other things which will unsettle us very, very easily. So it's very important. This shloka is a revelation to all of us that we should be determined to have a higher goal and not settle in the lower ones of this world, that is sense gratification and some other lowest pleasures of this world. Now Krishna is going to speak more about such people in the next verse. So let's hear that in the next video. Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is, please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others, you know, to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz. And it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz. And the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.